Okay, Zechen Nishmas Afi Mori Yaakov and Yisrael Pilchas, Zechen Nishmas Daniel Shedemas Yeshua Falak. Good morning, everybody. Okay, we started the Indian of Nat Bar Nat, and we explained that Nat Bar Nat is a din, and only Nat Bar Nat the Hetera. Nat Bar Nat the Isura is still Usur. And then we discussed that even the Machlokas, whether it's even by Bishul, only by Olu. Rambam says even by Bishul. But even the Rambam, the Parrot says that's only a din for the Eved. You shouldn't, l'chatchila, go ahead and cook with that intent. That you're going to cook the fish with a fleshic thing, a ben yomo, with intent to do it, to eat it l'chatchila with milk. If you did it already, so then the Mechaber says then it's mutter. You can put the milk on. And the Rambam says he can't because Bishul, he's machmir by Bishul. But he says, but even him is mekel that if you already put, so if you cooked it already in the fleshic thing, then you can't put the milk on. But if you put the milk on already, you can eat it. That's the Rambam says. Even according to the sheet of the machmirim of the Rambam. Okay. Okay, so now let's continue on in this inyan of Nat Bar Nat. The Ran on page 6 has a discussion about Nat Bar Nat. Let's look inside on page 6. On the top line there in the Ran. Vavi Yodea de lo Sharina Nat Bar Nat Ela Bishal Heter. Right, this we said last time. Nat Bar Nat is only Bishal Heter. Kibasa Bacholam. The came in the Tam Sheni Akati Heteruhu. Came in the Iklish Kula Hai lo Choshev le Mesa. Falbamidi di Isura. But if it's davar oser, like you have a treif piece of meat, and you cook it in a pot, and then you take the treif piece of meat out, and then you cook a potato in it, and then you cook a potato in another piece of it, keeps going and going. Not bar not the isura. If there's no shishim, it keeps going. There's no heter because it's iser. The heter means that it's heter, which if it'll meet up, if the milk will meet up with the basar, then it'll become asar. So that's mutter by not bar not. So then he continues. And he says like this on the second line, second wide line. Because of the Sefer Truma is who? Rabbeinu Baruch Migormaiza. Right? Not to be confused with the Sefer HaTrumos. That's a different Sefer. But sometimes you'll see that sometimes Sefer Truma is called Sefer HaTrumos, but it's not really, you know, it's like, I don't want to use the word mistake, it's just, it doesn't mean that. There's a Sefer that's officially called the Sefer HaTrumos and the Sefer HaTruma. Okay? Because of the Sefer HaTruma, Ka'ara Shehutchu B'machvas Cholevis B'mayim Roskim. Say you have dishes, and they're dirty dishes. They're dirty dishes. You just had some cheese blintzes. So, you know, if you eat cheese blintzes, there'll be some cheese left off on the plate. So you have these dirty dishes from cheese blintzes. And you have a big vat, a milk vat, with hot water in it. You know, that's how they used to clean those days. They had a take a big vat of milchik vat for the milchik kalim. And it was a big vat, and they put water in it, they put it on the fire, it was boiling, and then they put the dirty dishes in. B'mayim roshim, ushteim, ushteim b'nei yomad. And then you have fleishik dishes also. So they're cooking the milchik dishes and the fleishik dishes in the same pot. So you have mamish pieces of cheese there. And you have pieces of hamburgers left, you know, and you're putting it in the same vat. And it's boiling water. And they're both b'nei yomam. Pashuta kol osur. So he says that everything is osur. The tamsha bekaros niflad b'mayim. The tamacholot shebemachvas niflad b'mayim. Ubiyad nesru hamayim bishum basa b'cholof shebehem. So he says that they're gonna. I mean, here it could be he's doing the fleishik dishes in a milchik, you know, basin. But it's b'nos b'nei yomen, so the tam of milchik from the basin is going to come out into water, and the tam of the fleishik is going to come out. And there's going to be kombasa b'cholof, because there's going to be fleishik tam that's coming out of the fleishik kalim, and there's going to be milchik tam coming out of the milchik vat. And then the fleishik is going to be swimming in the water, the fleishik tam is going to be swimming in the water, and the milchik tam is going to be swimming in the water, and then they'll collide. The milchik and fleishik tams will collide and create basa b'cholof. Miad nesu amayim mishem basa b'cholof shem uchshachazru v'nivlu b'machvas v'karos osru hakol. And then the basa b'cholof is going to go now back into the milchik vat and the fleishik kalim, and now you're going to have a tam basa b'cholof in both. So he says the Sefer Truma that if you have a big pot, a milchik pot, ben yoma, and you're boiling it with hot water, and then you put the fleishik kalim in, and it's all ben yoma, so the milchik tam is going to go into the water, the fleishik tam is going to go into the water, they're going to collide, they're going to create basa b'cholov, and then they're going to go back and asari everything, the pot and the kalim. It'll become, everything will be basa b'cholov. That's what the Sefer Truma says. The Kosovo of HaRamban, but the Ramban says, V'lelano v'ani omer ishtabush kahani. Ishtabush kahani is a phrase from the Gemara in Psachim, in the sugya of Rav Chanina Skan HaKohanim. Ishtabush kahani, ishtabush means, kahani means the Kohanim. He says, ishtabush means they made a mistake. Ishtabush kahani means the Kohanim made a mistake. Because Rebbeinu Baruch was a Kohen. So he says, Rebbeinu Baruch's wrong. He made a mistake. Why? It sounds very reasonable. You have Ben Yomo Milchik, Ben Yomo Fleishik, and they collide. What's the problem? So he says, no, it's not true. Because of Avini Omer Shtabish Kahani, the Hainu Dogim Sholo Bekara Mutaloch, Lebekutach, the Kara Hainu Kara. Mayim roshu shepoltim ham haynu dogim. Machmas cholevis haynu kutach. Kshem shadogim mutter loochlum bekutach. Chachamayim halol mutter liten osam meim bekutach ben pletis cholev. Shebimatchas v'dover boruhu. He says, no, because this is a not bar not. Because the milchik vat has milchik in it. Right, don't give the example that I gave before about the pieces of... Let's assume it's without the pieces. There's going to be a plate from the milchik vat that's going to go into the water. But once it goes into the water, that's not bar not. Because it was a fleshic thing went into the kli, and from the kli into the water. So it's not a not bar not. So now, even if you're going to say, what, that some fleshic tam is going to collide into it, but already it's not bar not. So it's mutter. So what is the Rabbeinu Baruch saying that it becomes basa b'cholav in the water, but the water is already tam sheni? So that's what he says here. If you want to see it inside in the Ramban itself, yeah, you want to see the Rabbeinu, the Sefer Truma is here on page 7. On the third column, Bukhu b'mayim rosu machvas cholav she'ena basyoma akaris pshita shebutarim shelo kol durak tam cholav b'visha she'ena ben yoma. Yeah, dafk shekaris b'kunachas she'ena b'lochos. If it's b'kunachas, it's going to be aser. But then the Ramban says on page 8, Kosev Bal Hatrumas. You see, he calls it Bal Hatrumas, but it's really not safe. It's Truma. That's in the parentheses. It corrects it. Hatruma. Ka'arash Ruhutu B'machat Cholev Z'mayim Roskim Mishneim B'nei Yomim Shita Ta'kol Oser. Ta'am Bosem Shabkars Nivla B'mayim V'tam Cholev Shabmachat Nivla B'mayim Miyad Nesu Amayim Mishum Bosem Cholev Shabhem. That's the Sefer Truma. Fani Omer, last line, Ishtabish Kahani. The Kohanim are wrong. They made a mistake. Why? The dogim sha'olu bakara. This is like not bar not. Mutu lochlam bakutach mamish. The kara hainu kara, maim roastim, shapalta behem hainu dogim. Machmas cholevis hainu kutach, shem sha dogim mutu lochlam bakutach, kaha maim ha'ilu mutu litain osam. Bein bekutach, bein b'leidus cholosh of a machvas. V'dover baruch. So, what do you say? So, who's right? Who's right here? This machlok is the Rabbeinu, the Sefer Truma, and the Ramban. Right? So at first glance, the Sefer Truma made a lot of sense, but then the Ramban is saying, but what about not bar not? Right? So there's a Sefer Siach Yaakov here on page 13. So he's going to say, the following. Look on the top of page 13, on the left side. Machukusam hisha Ramban sover the shaper havid not barnat. Came shabitchila nivla hatam b'mayim v'chachem sarvi mecholof. Vila Ransov Shatam Hayotim and a Kleela Tachamai made a Nicholas take of Elishala Aves' man Muad as a Nicholas Aldeisha is Mazig in my mind, also Shah Muet is Kvarpogo atom Zebzeh, and also Bosom Cholov. So it says like this. The question is, whereas maybe, you see, when Dogim Bekara, so soon as it goes into the fish, it's Tam Sheni. But when a Tam goes into water, maybe it doesn't become a tam sheni right away. Because when it goes into a solid, it's already goes from the kara into the fish. Right? But when it goes into the water, so maybe it takes time. It has to float around in the water a little bit till it becomes tam sheni. So memela, that's the machlekas. The Sefer Truma says that it takes a little time for it to become a Tam Sheni. So b'meila, but the time it'll take to become a Shalom Sheni, it already bumped into the Tam Basar. And the Ramban says no, it'll become a Tam Sheni right away. Ramban sover the Shapir Havi not Barnat Kevin Shabatchila Nivla Tam B'mayim V'Chachem Sarve Mecholof. Filu Haran, that's the Sefer Trumas over the Tam Hayotzim and a Kli Toch Maim Enu Niklash Takef El Shoa Ezim Zman Muach and Niklash Halideshim is Mazig in my mind, but also Shom Wetus for a Pogo Atom Zebezev and also Bebosu Becholov. Shuv the Vloim Toch Akain Vosumasum. So he says that that's the. That's the discussion here. Whether when Tom goes into the water, does it become a Tom Shaney right away? You see, when it comes into a solid, like from the cleat to the dog, then as soon as it's in the solid, it's a Tom Shaney. Maybe by water, it takes time till it becomes a Tom Shaney. Therefore. It doesn't become, so according to the Sefer Truma, it takes a little time. So before it gets a chance to become a Tam Sheni in the water, it already bumped into the Basar, the Tam Basar. Whereas the Ramban says, no, right away, as soon as it gets to the water, it's a Tam Sheni. And therefore, when it'll bump into the Basar, it's already not Barnat. So how do we paskin in this, Shaila? Let's take a look. Take a look on page 17. He says, "K'arasho basosh hutchu biyorach olevis b'chamin sheyatzu lazbahem fiel shneim b'nei yomen." But you have, this is the case of the Ramban and the Sefer Trumas in Halacha Gimel, page 17. Ka'or shel basher shehutchu biyorech olevis b'chamin shayatz oledes b'hem hafil shneim b'nei yomen mutter mishum d'havali nat barnat te'atera v'ushi yomer barli shelohi hashem shumun dovuk ben. Here we're talking about there's no, but not like what I said originally, there's no pieces, there's no be'en, it's just tam. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter because it's, as he says, like the Ramban. So again, Ka'ara Shabbos Shehut Chubiyorcho Levis, Pcham Sheyuslozim, Afil Hei Shnei Bnei Yomen, Mutu Mishum Dehavalei Nat Bar Nat Vehetera. That's the Ramban. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. And then the Ramah says in the next page, 18, Hagah, v'yesh osrim afilu ein shum da, but yesh osrim, that's the, who's the yesh osrim? That's the Sefer HaTrumah. See, Torah b'shem Sefer HaTrumah in the second line. He's also a feel in Shuma Dovok Behem. So that's the Machlokas, the Ramban, and the Sefer Truma. Remember, Rav Abadi's Shita, he holds, you can compare this to a dishwasher. Rav Abadi Shita is that you can clean. We don't do this necessarily lechatchila, but to clean milchik and fleishik dishwashers at the same time in the same dishwasher. You see, Rav Moshe says you could use the same dishwasher milchik and then fleishik. Because Rav Moshe holds that if you're going to use it for milchik and then later in the day for fleishik, so of course it's mutter. Because if you'd use it in the same water, it would be a nat bar nat. So kal v'chomer, when you're doing a second cycle, it's different water. So it's for sure going to be mutter. Right? In other words, because even in the same water that the milchik and fleishik are in is mutter according to so Rav Moshe held that if you take away the kalim and it's the same water, so for sure it's going to be a not bar not. Because if you put fleishik dishes that are clean but they were used within Yomim, you put it in the hot water, then the fleishik are going to come out. But then you wait 15 minutes already, 20 minutes, and it's already tam sheni. L'kuli alma. The only machlokas, the Ramban and Sefer Truma, is because they were there at the same time. But if they were there a little bit later, then for sure it's a tam sheni and it'll be mutter. So Rav Moshe says, if you want to use the same dishwasher for fleishik and milchik and do two different cycles, you know, it's mutter. I mean, usually we're nohag not to do that. We're nohag to have two separate. Either people who have two dishwashers use one for fleishik, one for milchik, and people who only have one dishwasher usually just use it for fleishik and do the milchik dishes by hand, like we do at home. Yeah. But meikar din, Rav Moshe held you could use milchik and fleishik, the one dishwasher, if you do it zechar zeh. Because it's a not bar not. It's better than a not bar not, because here it's even a separate water. And Rav Abadi holds that even the same dishwasher. at the same time. So Rabbi Bari said to me, the only thing that's question you could have on me, he said to me once many years ago, is the Sefer HaTrumah. Because the Sefer HaTrumah is saying that the Tam is going to come out into the water and then become Basa B'cholav. And so that's the only kashi you can ask. So if you hold like the Mechaber doesn't paskin like the Sefer HaTrumah, you have no problem. If you hold like the Ramah, so Rav Abadi thought that, right, the Sefer HaTrumah L'chor is against me, he said. But even that, if the Tam is Pogum, which he assumes that anything in a dishwasher gets pogum, certainly by the soap, but even though if the soap is introduced a little later in the cycle, it's still the water itself in the dishwasher is, when something gets on it, it becomes disgusting. But certainly if you don't hold like the Sefer Truma, you hold like the Ramban, which is the Mechaber Pasuk, but the thing is Ramah's Machmer. So he thought that even the Ramah would be Mekel in our day, modern day dishwashers. So Lamaisa, we don't do this, but you should know, in the Syrian community in Brooklyn, there used to be a Rav there, also a Rav Abadi, a different Rav Abadi, Rav Matlub Abadi. He wrote a sefer called Magen Badi. And in that sefer, he writes his tshuva about permitting fleishik and milchik in the dishwasher at the same time. The first time I heard that, Rav Shechter used to give a shiur in IBC, in different halachic topics, and I was the assistant. And then there was a fellow in the shir from the Syrian community, his name was Rav Gad Dishi, and he told me about this minhag, that in the Syrian community, you know, in Flatbush, the minhag, I don't know if it still is, but at least the minhag was, I'm not up to date, but the minhag was that they would use the same dishwasher for fleishik and milchik at the same time. And that was the truth in the Magen Badi. So Rav Yitzchak Abadi Shlita told me that he holds like this as well. And he says, the only kasha you can have in me is the Sefer HaTrumah. And he says, and even the Sefer HaTrumah, he thinks, is not a problem because the soap is pogum, and even without the soap, the just the water itself is it gets on, that it makes it pogum. So therefore, he permits it. So Lamaisa, you know, the Minhag Olam is not to do this. The Minhag Olam is at best to, most people, the Minhag Olam is to have separate dishwasher. If a person can afford two dishwashers, he has two dishwashers. If a person doesn't afford two dishwashers, they usually, the harder one is usually the fleishik stuff. So usually use it just for fleishik. You'd use it just for milk also, but usually most people who have one dishwasher use it just for fleishik. And, so that's what we do. We use one dish just for fleishik. But if someone wanted to do it zechazeh, then yeshal mi lismoch is Rav Moshe. And even basachas, you know, sometimes you have a bal tshuva that his parents, you know, he's trying to negotiate with his parents to make the kitchen kosher to a certain degree. So if that's going to be the tiebreaker, you know, whether they need two separate dishwashers or that, so then there's what to be so mechon to let them put the fleishik and the milchik in the same dishwasher. Because that's what the Syrian community in Flatbush, that's what they were, the Shari Zion community in Flatbush, at least then. I can't say what's happening today, 2020. That was the Matluba Badi's tshuva. Now, another thing. What?
Together or Zahazah?
What, the Syrian community?
Yeah.
Together. Everything together. So it works out good if you hold like. Because, man, it's Mamish the Mechaber. It's the Ramban. Right? That's the Ramban. The question is, could the Ashkenazim also rely on that? So the Maisim, most Ashkenazim don't do that. Rav Abadi claims that the only time you can have on him is from the Sefer HaTrumah, and the Mechaber, you know, didn't pass him like the Sefer HaTrumah, but you could say that he thought that even the Ramban, even the Sefer HaTrumah would be moda in the modern dishwashers today, where it's where the water makes the things pogum. But Lamaisa, that's not the minute. But if you see somebody do it, you know, you don't have to get so upset at them, because they were big Rabbanim, R and War, who permitted that. As I said, it's good to know all the shitas out there, you know what I mean? What you can rely on, you know, for Shasat Chach, L'Lachatchila, but, you know, you have to know the whole, you know, stream of shitas. Okay, one thing I wanted to show you is the Machlokas, the Gra, and the Issa V'Heter. See, we said today, not bar nat, you can't do l'chatchila. But what if you have a not bar nat with an eina ben yomo? In other words, what if you have a fleishik pot and you want to cook l'chatchila potatoes in a fleishik pot, eina ben yomo, and then serve those potatoes together with sour cream? Can you do that l'chatchila? So that, as Rabbi Willem pointed out, that's a machlokus between the Gra and the Issa V'Heter. The Gra says that when is the paskin that not bar nat is only b'dieved, olu, that it happened already, that's by a ben yomo. But if the pot is an eina ben yomo, and you want to cook in an eina ben yomo fleishik pot, you want to cook potatoes, and then take those potatoes and put sour cream on, you could do so. Because, and this is the Vilna Gaon here on page 17 in the Bir HaGra. Abishal isim mutter mikan, abikdeira ein isim lechatchila she'eino ben yomo el mishim gzeir. Because the whole idea, eino ben yomo, is usher because of gzeir atu ben yomo. But even if it would be ben yomo, it still would be a not bar nat, so then there's no gzeir of eino ben yomo atu ben yomo by a not bar nat. Because even if it would be a ben yomo, it would be really mutter mikar adin because it's a not bar nat. So certainly in Eina Ben Yomo you could matar l'chatchila. That's this Vilna Gaon, and that's how Rav Abadi holds l'halacha that you could do this. I always, and Rabbi Willig is machmir for the Issa V'Heter that says that no, you shouldn't do that. Even in Eina Ben Yomo you shouldn't do it l'chatchila. Let's see if we have it here in the packet. Where's the packet? You see Eina Ben Yomo in the Issa V'Heter, what page? Issa V'Heter, page 14. It says, Miu, Im izvashlu ha-beitzim ha-yirokas b'chli shal bosa sh'eina ben yomo v'chein dag sh'nitzel b'shvur shal bosa sh'eina ben yomo mutol ha-tchil l'idna b'cholof libet kul yamet shu yesh kan sh'nei tzdodim v'heter no sitam gimel no sitam. So this is if in this bashlo. Whereas he's saying, if it happened already, you could do it. But if it didn't happen that, so as Rabbi Willa pointed out from the Issa V'Heter, he's machmir. The other sheet that's machmir is the Chochmas Adam. Okay. Do we have the Chochmas Adam here? Yeah, on page 21. Because the Chochmas Adam says, "If Haya Klish is Bashem Eino Ben Yomo Mutol Ochlo." Yeah. Nearly the main look clear. Show me my money. The main look clear. Achel Chamimbo, Yishlus Lolosh, a few look at Chila. Oh, let me find the light. About in Chimim Bechli Isser, a few look at Ben Yomo, also Lolosh Mamel of Ashel, Zemikri Lachat Chila. You can't do that. Second line in Halacha Beis. He says you can't do that l'chatchila. So they point out, I think Rav Ivel Kolb, others post can point out, the Gra argues. I think Rav Feivel Cohen has points out that machlokes. The Gra argues. The Gra says lachatchila you can use a cliche in a benyomo, a fleisha kli in a benyomo, and cook a potato to put it with milk. Even though normally not is not lachatchila, but if it's in a benyomo, it's lachatchila. But the Chacham Sadam argues, and Rabbi Will pointed out the pashas is the Isra Heder disagrees. So Rabbi Will thinks we should paskin like the Isser Veheter and not do lachatchila. The Gra says you can do lachatchila, and that's how. Everybody says that's how I tell people they can do lachatchila if they want to cook an ina benyomo pot, fleishik pot, cook some potatoes and put it with cream cheese. They can do that lachatchila because it's ina benyomo. And the Gra says ina benyomo is atu benyomo. That's why, because if you do a benyomo, you're going to mess up. But here, if you do a benyomo, it's still only going to be a not bar not. So then we're not going to be gozer ina benyomo atu benyomo in a situation of not bar not. Okay, so this is some important yesodus that we have here today. That this machlok is between the Ramban and the Sefer HaTruma. And we saw in the Siach Yaakov, the machlok is whether when the tam goes into the liquid, does it become tam kolish right away? Or does it take a little time? So if it comes right away, so it's already not barnat, it's going to be mutter, like the Ramban. But if you say it takes a little time till it... Till it swims around a little, for it to become, till it's called Tam Sheni. So then, in the meantime, it could have already bumped into the meat. It doesn't become a Tam Sheni right away in the water. It takes a little time. In a solid, so it's in the solid right away. But in the water, it takes some time for it to become Tam Sheni, and therefore it'll take some time. And then the machlokes, the Gra and the Chochmas Adam, whether could you do a not bar not and chatchila when the pot is ain't a binyomo. And the Gra says yes, and Chochmas Adam says no. And then to the question how we should ask it. Okay, I don't wanna have any more today because I think this is you need to digest this. Okay. Each.
Rabbi, yeah. Is the machlokes the Gra Chochmas Adam about whether or not you can put the first bishul or putting the kutach on afterwards?
In the first, if you're the first bishul, you have in mind that's what you want to do. In other words, once you did the bishul already, we said the mechaber is meikel even by nyomo, and the ramah is still machmir. But the question is, could you set up this situation? Mechaber and Ramo had their machlokas of, that was by Ben Yomo. This ain't a Ben Yomo question whether you could do this lachatchila from the get-go. We have this plan in mind. And I'm planning to, I want to cook potatoes and I want to put it with cream cheese, but for some reason I want to use my fleishik ain't a Ben Yomo pot. Could you do that with that intention?
But so even the Chochmas Adam would agree that if it was done already, that you could.
Yeah, if it was done already.
If
it was done already, if you, for the Mechaber, but if you hold like the Ramah, then you can't do it. Unless you actually put it on already.
Even if it was Eino Ben Yomo?
Right, if it's Eino Ben Yomo. You shouldn't do it lechatchila. So what's lechatchila? So that's based on what we talked about yesterday about. But if you did it already, you cooked it already. So then, according to the Mechaber, you have no problem. And according to the Ramah, you have a problem. But if you already put it on, so even Banyomo Ramah says it's okay if you already put it on, you can eat it. So Kal v'chomer when it's ain't been, no. But the question is, can you orchestrate this from the beginning, knowing that that's what you're planning to do, or not? Okay. Harav Katan, good morning. Rav Arvi Lichshain, good morning. Rav Yossi Wachshel, good morning. Rav David Amster.
Good morning, Rabbi.
good morning. Rav Ben Katz, good morning.
Morning.
Rav Eli Deutsch, good morning. Rav Segatan, Rav Michael K, good morning.
Morning.
And Chazan Ezra Hess, good morning.
Good morning, Yashkoch.
Okay, so tomorrow is Wednesday, so Erev Tisha B'Av, we'll still have the Shir. And then Thursday we won't have Shir because of Tisha B'Av.
We're continuing with 20 tomorrow?
I still want to show you this packet. Because I want to show you the Igros Moshe inside, I want to show you different things inside yet. So, I mean, we did most of it, but I still want to finish it off. Because something like this, I tell you, you have to absorb. You know, all these Yisodas that we're doing now, with all these different sugyas, takes time to absorb. That's, you know, my shita. You know, if you're trying to rush through it, you're going to forget it in a second.
It's like a Sefer Truma, right? It doesn't go in right away.
You have to understand what the case of the Sefer Truma is, what's his machlokus with the Ramban, what are they arguing on. Right. Okay?